still plenty of good buying there, and it'll start at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
On Sunday. Mm. Is that Queensland time?
That's Queensland 11, time.
So it kicks off at midday, and I will say you're able to go onto the Magic Millions website and watch it all unfold right over the weekend, Saturday night, Sunday. You can do that by going to that website. Barry, thank you for having us. We look forward to being inside again on TV with the sales, and have a great weekend.
Great. Thanks for your coverage, guys.
Good on you, Barry. Barry Bowditch joining us, Managing Director of Magic Millions. That's it for the news hour. Repeating the news, yes, 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 has improved overnight. They will make a final decision tomorrow morning, the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. They will inspect yes, yes, yes before scratching time to determine whether that youngster will line up. At this stage, though, we can report there has been improvement, although they're still saying there are signs of slight soreness still there, so we'll wait and see. The other one, Damien Brown, has undergone an operation overnight for severe pain to his abdomen, won't be riding tomorrow. We don't know when he'll ride again. That's not in the thoughts, but let's hope things can settle down quickly following the operation. And Boom Sara tomorrow is to be ridden by Tim Clark. Sean's coming up shortly. We'll have our full preview for Gosford, all the other previews, and don't forget again the TAB early bird specials kick in for tomorrow's racing from midday today.
Madison Clare Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. There's been a major breakthrough in the fight for motor neuron disease thanks to a group of Melbourne researchers who developed a drug that significantly slows the progress of the condition. It's not a good week to be a cane toad, just days after One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's proposal to pay people to pick up the toads. Queensland MP Bob Catter wants to blast the country's cane toad problem by paying children to become cane toad bounty hunters with low-powered air rifles in the hunt for pocket money. There are fears people in Sydney have been exposed to measles after a fifth person was diagnosed. Dr. Vicky Shepherd from New South Wales Health says anyone who visited the CBD Newtown or Marrickville between January 4 and 9 should be on the lookout for the symptoms, as they can take up to 2 weeks to develop.
Starts with a fever, a cough, a runny nose, sore red eyes, followed 3 to 4 days later by a blotchy red rash that starts on the face and then spreads to the rest of the body.
And selfies are the new smoko. There's a push to allow mandated time for employees to check their social media at work so they don't get distracted by their phone while working. Making headlines in sport, Ash Barty plays Kiki Burtons in the semi-finals at the Sydney International this afternoon, while Alex Diminor plays his men's semi-final tonight against Gilles Simon. In other tennis news, a slide down the rankings and out of the seedings has hurt Nick Kyrgios in the Australian Open draw. He plays Milos Raonic first up in Melbourne. In cricket, with Australia's key pace trio rested, Peter Siddle is set to play his first one day in the green and gold for 8 years against India tomorrow at the SCG. And a big bash thrashing for Brisbane last night, with the Renegades scoring an 8-wicket win at the Gabba. The Heat is winless this season at home. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
60 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
Go! Sky Sports Radio loves discussing all the summer sport and racing excitement. Jimmy Smith, Matt Burke, Stuart Clark and Andrew Webster share the chair. And none are backward in coming forward.
Yes, he cheated. They wanted to apportion blame elsewhere rather than accept responsibility.
Sunday to Friday mornings, wake up to sport on Sky Sports Radio.
Fertile grass, rich soils and expert horse people give New Zealand thoroughbreds a winning edge. Graduates of New Zealand Bloodstock's yearling sales scored 120 stakes wins and 18 Group 1 wins last season alone. They've laid claim to the last 5 consecutive Australian Oaks and 5 out of the 7 Australasian Group 1 guineas last season. Destined for racetrack stardom, over 1,200 yearlings are on offer at Karaka this summer. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And
it is 10:08 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got Steve Scott out of Gosford for the meeting there today. Big day coming up too. How are you, Steve?
Good, thanks, Sean.
It's good. Happy New Year to you, mate.
Yeah, you too, mate. Yeah, you too. Yeah.
How's the day look today for Gosford?
Mate, look, it's been a little bit overcast. The sun's starting to break through now. Like, it's only a very light cloud, no threat of rain or anything like that. The sun's going to get out. It's going to become a pretty nice day, only 28 degrees, so not too hot. Mate, yeah, and the track's in great condition, good fall. Mate, couldn't ask for much better, really.
And you got a big week coming up next week too. Gold Cup and the Takeover Target.
Yeah, Cup and Takeover Target day next Thursday. A little bit of work to do tomorrow too, but today's a pretty big day too. It's twilight meeting starting at just after 3 o'clock, and we've got the Aussie food markets here, so it's free entry. And I think there's about 30 food trucks or vans, whatever they do. You can come in and get your paella and whatever else. Yeah, I don't know. It's a big day. We have them here once a month anyway, and they draw quite a big crowd, so we are expecting some good numbers here today.
All right, terrific. Well, enjoy the late afternoon there today and night with everyone, and we'll talk to you next week leading up for the Cup and the Takeover Target too, Steve.
Yeah, not a problem, Sean, mate. I'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Steve Scott out there at Gosford. Gary Harley will be there today finding the winners. How are you, guys?
Yeah, good. Pretty good, Sean. Yes.
That's
all
good.
Right. Don't have to leave as early. Get home later. No problem.
And your voice is good. It's not quivering like Hoss. Hoss said the air conditioning had got to him, but I've pulled up like that when I've had a few glasses of air conditioning too.
It can do that. No. I have the air conditioner on at night regularly, but so far, so good.
All right. You're going to side with him, okay? All right, now let's have a look at the first today. No, he would have been tucked up in bed early, Austin. I know that, don't worry. Now, the first, okay?
The heat wave conditions up there would have driven him mad.
He'd be laying under a lemon tree somewhere with the sprinkler turned on.
I'd say so. That'd be the best.
Now, the first today, Nana's dress shorts and braces, and I'm hoping to see a photo of you wearing those. Now, one Vinciro, $11, two Epic Dan, $5.50, three Kanunga, $4.60, four Sergeant, $4.80, five out, six Gary from the Bull, $61, number seven Solera, $3.60, and eight Time of the Game, $3.20. The favourite is the eight Time of the Game, $3.20.
I like the Godolphin filly, number seven Solera. Showed really good speed to lead all the way over the 900 at Newcastle on Boxing Day. Prior to that, she was only beaten a length and a quarter to Wonder Babe at Newcastle over the 900 in a very, very strong race. Tim Clark, back from holidays, he's riding. The barrier's okay. It'll go forward, probably lead, and be hard to beat. Time and again, got to the line well to win first up at Newcastle over the 900 on 3 days before Christmas. Hit the front at the 100 and won by about half a length. Didn't run right away, but it did a good job. First up, it'll be fitter now. Digger rides it, got barrier one. Number three, Kanunga. This horse had a hell of a long break. December 2017, he ran second at Newcastle, or she did to Vinnie Power. Got beat about two lengths, which would be a good run. And then, this is her first run fifth. So she has had 13 months off, had a couple of recent trials, went pretty good in the last trial at Warwick Farm. Not extended. Number two, Epic Dan, one well at Wyong. It's the other one. Small field, but very competitive. 7, 8, 3, and 2.
Auto race 2, 1 out. Now 2, Roman Wolf, 3.30. 3, Royal Banquet, 6.50. 4 out, 5, Capital Line Lady. 5, Even, 6 out. 7, Miraculous is 5.50. 8 out, 9, Sampire Ho, $5. 10 out, 11, Shrug, 4.20, and 12 out. Favourite, 3.30, number 2, Roman Wolf.
I like this colt. He's a deep field colt trained by Gary Portelli. Now, Jason Collett will ride him, and Collett trialled him at Canterbury on December 20. He led all the way. He was pushed out in the trial. Give him a good solid hit out, but he looked pretty smart to me, and he's got barrier one, which is a big asset here around Gosford, particularly if you've got plenty of pace. Number 11, second pick, Shrug. Thought this trial really good, Shrug. That was at Warwick Farm, run second behind Avon River, just beaten. Got back, raced up and joined the lead in the straight for Corey Brown, and he never pushed it out. I thought it went well in a good stable with the Snowdens. Number 9, Sam Fire Ho. Didn't do a lot on Daboo here when it ran fourth behind Sarzon. got me 3.5 at lead. Got a bit tired, but of course, Sarzon's in the Magic Millions. It went straight to town and won after that. So, it, you know, the form around that is very good. Third pick, that was third pick. Number five, the other one, Capital Own Lady. Another one of the Snowdens. They got two in the race. Caught this in trial too bad at Rose Hill recently. Shared the lead and wasn't touched at all in the run home. 2.11.95.
All right, the third one, Safado, $1.65. Two, Super Lucky, $4.60. Three, Sugar Buzz, $14. Now, number four is out. Five, Albert's No Pussy, $6.50. Six, Banta, $12. $7, Portugal, $26. Eight, Rogue Runner, $15. Nine, Texas Storm, $15. Ten, Ludnam Lass, $151. Favourite short, one, Safado, $1.65.
Very, very smart horse. It's not a bad feel, but I think he'd be too good for the... Kim Waugh's got him. He's only had the two runs. He bolted in on the Boo at Hawkesbury by more than three lengths on the 10th of March. Then he came to Gosford and ran into Resin, and Resin only just beat him a long head. He ran second that day. He's gone to the paddock. He's had a long, long spell. But his recent trials are very good. Just beat in a Gosford trial, and then he won a Newcastle trial. Recently beat a horse called Press Review there, and Ivory Jane. He was not moved. They didn't move on him. Surge didn't move on him at Newcastle. And he won the trial by more than a length. Barrier's okay. Collett rides him. And he won first up last time. I think he'll get the money. Number two, he's Super Lucky. He's got ability. Won well on the Kenzo track back in November, then ran fourth at Warwick Farm behind Rosina Kojanup before a spell. Well, not a spell. What's it? It's only 5 weeks old. It'll run okay. Number eight, Rogue Runner. Good run here the other day. He meets a smart field, but he runs second here the other day. Began well. He led for the last bit, and Ballistica just nailed him. He could run a place. And number five, Albert Snow Pussy, was very, very strong winning at Scone. 1, 2, 8, and 5.
All right, the fourth now, one out. Two, Membro Doro, 151. Three, Mushroom Rock, 550. Four, Citus is $7. Five, Triplicate, $4.20. Six, Fluidity, $7.50. Seven, Democracy, $151. Eight out. Nine, Man and Superman, $4.60. Ten, Dynamic Moss, $51. 11, Just Like Jesse, $41. 12, Little Beauty, $151. 13, Our Dawn, the favourite, $2.70.
I think this is a race. There's a very good story around Our Dawn. John Singleton Border and gifted the legend Dawn Fraser a 20% share as a birthday present. So Singo and Dawn own the horse. He's had 8 starts for 3 placings. Clary trains up. He's always looked like she'll stay, and this is her first test over a staying course. He really hit the line hard to run second at Gosford over the mile last start, beating about a length. The barrier's a bit of a worry, tricky barrier. They're going to come down the straight, go to the post and go around again, but Marco's in great form, and we hope that luck goes his way here and he gets her in one off the rail. Number four, Cider, sit run on well for the Snowdens in a mile race. Same race that Our Dawn run second in it, ran fifth. He's looking for ground, or he is. He's a So You Think and a Universal Prince mare, so he'll stay, you'd think. And he did the way he went last start, he will. Number five, Triplicate for Richard Freeman, well on the market. Won a race yesterday at Musselbrook. This horse ran third at Scone in that 2200 on December 29th. One thing it can do is stay, and it's got Tom Marquardt riding, and number three, Mushroom Rock. Didn't have a lot of luck the other day at Newcastle. 13, 4, 5, and 3.
All right, race 5. Now, one is out, two, Victim de Lamour, $8. Three out, four, Black and Tan, $5.50. Five, Hendo's Magic is $9. Six, Inherit, $5.50. 7, Sensacova, $3.80. 8, Northern Lights, $3.10. 9, Cool Minya Kid, $10. 10, Joe Just Saying is $34. Favourite, $3.10. 8, Northern Lights.
Lovely race for Sensacova. She's knocking on the door. Another good ride for Tom Marquand. Run second at Wyong the other day to Classic Princess. Got beat about a length and a half there. She was back near last. Made some ground near the turn. And when she got clear inside the 200, he ran on very, very strong. Prior to that, she was placed here at Gosford back on the 6th of December behind Sculptures. He's ready to win. Needs a little bit of pace on. He'll be hard to beat. Number 8, Northern Lights. Run 30 last start to Rapido Chaparro, a little the weight. They'll beat about a length and a quarter. Tried hard. Isn't far off a win. Number 4, Black and Tan for Chris Lees. Hasn't been with Chris Lees. Was in with Chris Long. It was in Victoria. Only had the one run for Chris Boxing Day. That'd be 3 lengths to 1 the top at Newcastle. That wasn't a bad race. It'll run okay. And number 6, Inherit for Chris Waller. Needs to improve. May just do that. Yesterday,
7, 8, 4, 6. Race 6, Maiden. One Sound off 360. Two Coolgardie, $2. 3, 4, 5, 6 out. 7, Poseidon Star is $8. Number 8, Versifier, 41. 9, Terminate, 480. 10 out. 11, Classic Fella, 51. 12, Starismo, 12. 13, Phil on the right, 151. And 14, Commander Bell, 26. Favourite, 2 even. Number 2, Coolgardie.
It's been plenty of money for this. First starter by Fighting Sun. David Pfeiffer trains it, and it was pretty good winning a recent trial at Canterbury. I believe it's had a number of trials at Canterbury recently on a heavy track at Rundown King's Order, and three deep early, and then James McDonald's trial, and he let it slip forward into a clear second, and it cruised up in the straight. Then he just give it a dig and it won the trial and a big gap to the third horse. Now, he ran down a horse called King's Order who was placed recently on the bill at Gosford. It's got a lot of speed. Gerald's got it. And I thought the trial was very, very good. But so did everyone else. That's why it's $2. I did notice one place it went up $2.70. So obviously there's been very, very good money for it. Tell you what, Sound Off, the New Zealand bred galloper, is very close to a win. He run 30 at first up recently at Gosford on New Year's Eve, beaten 3/4 of a length. Got back in an awkward spot on the rail, coming to the home turn. When he got clear on the straight, he ran on very, very well. He likes Gosford. Had 3 runs here for 3 placings. Sam Weatherly rides today, good barrier. No claim, of course, but it'll be hard to beat. Number 9. Terminate, James Cumming. I think this is a horse. Yeah, got held up the other day at Newcastle. Was slow out, got hampered, and settled midfield. Held up in the early part of the straight. Cumming got clear at the 200 and got beat about 3 lengths. Solera won the race. Stablemate. The 900 was too short for it. 1100 here is much, much more suitable. Yeah, it's a chance in the race. And number 7, Poseidon Star, first up. John Thompson's got this horse and finished down the track in a trial, but it didn't get beat far and was under no pressure. 2, 1, 9, and 7.
All right, final event. 1 Press Box out. Now 2 Lelude, 370. 3 Ticklish Date, 61. 4 Walk the Runway, 10. 5 Weeping Waters, 23. 6 out. 7 Everly is 850. Now, number 8, Gotta Be Red, 26. 9, Janaea, 9.50. 10 out. 11, Madame Ilithia is $8.50. 12, Menagerie, 6.50. Number 13, Rabook, 6. 14, Social Smile, 13. 15, Murtha, 17. 16, K.S. Abaki, 34. 17, Sweet Thief, 71. 18, 19 out. Favourite here at the top, number 2, Lelude, and it's $3.70.
Got good credentials. An open race, but I like Lelude, the filly. She's had 3 runs short. She ran 4th at Warwick Farm, beaten 3/4 of a length on debut by Osimo back in July. And she went to Canterbury and got beat 3/4 again by Simi. And she went to Wyong in a strong maiden and come along, beat her about less than half a length. So she's only just been beaten in all 3. Had a recent Ramick trial, beat a couple of lengths, slow out, ran home okay. Robbie Dolan will claim, got an equal awkward draw. And normally goes back, it's off the pace. So we hope that it gets a bit of a trail there. If so, I think it'll be hard to beat. I'll give Everly a good chance here. The New Haven Park filly, she didn't have a lot of luck at a vital stage at Kenzo the other day when Unify beat it 2.8. But held up at the 150. Not a lot of room after that. And I thought that it had run very well. It ran 2nd, just beaten at Gosford, first up prior to that. Number 13, Rebukes. Tim Clark and James Cummings. Nice trial. Very nice trial, I thought, by Rebukes. as I find earlier in my sheet. What it did before the trial, it ran in the Victory Vein in October, she did. She's a sepoy filly. She got these four lengths there by Legion of Condor. Then she had a break, and she come back with that trial on December 27. She trialled the speed all the way behind Kailisi, and there was under no pressure. I thought she went pretty good. I'd be very wary of her if you're taking quaddies. And number 12, Mananza, Joe Pride, Jason Collar. He led all the way in a recent trial, absolutely bolted him at Warwick Farm. 2, 7, 13, and 12.
All right. Now, news just through, read the Magic Millions. Yes, Yes, Yes is out. Darren, we requested in the last 20 minutes it be scratched from the Classic. Said it's in the best interest of the colt's overall welfare. Stewards have approved his request. So, Yes, Yes, Yes is out of the Magic Millions tomorrow.
That's a shock.
Yeah, bad luck for him.
Drew a terrible alley. Drew the outside alley, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I think it drew quite wide, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, best interest of the horse. So he'll be having a day off.
Yeah, I think he's right. It would have been very, very hard to win from there anyway.
Mm. And there was an issue, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
What do you like there today, Gary? What can you nail for us?
I'm liking Dawn Fraser. Our Dawn, race 4, number, 13? Yep. Race 4, number 13. I thought it was the best bet on the day. Pretty big field in that staying race. Just needs a bit of luck. I reckon she's crying out for a trip. I'd imagine Singo's on the Gold Coast at the Magic Million, so he won't be there today on his home track at Gosford. But I think it'll run pretty well, mate. Yeah, Magic Million's day tomorrow. I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, yes, at 21.
Yeah, the outside
alley. Go on the bleachers.
Yeah, very, very tough. Great day up there. I'll be spending the day in the Royal Hotel at Morpeth doing a racing promotion there. Anyone like to come along? We've got a lot of giveaways. I know you won't fly in, but we've got a lot of giveaways. A lot of nice
you knock
to give away.
Knock a couple off, just put them aside and pop them in the post. There's nothing to stop you doing that.
Pull
on a
rule. Run a few sweeps and tipping comps and trivia, and that we have a good fun day.
Probably
have an argument or two over the trivia questions, but I'll handle that.
I wouldn't want to take you on.
Well, it's late in the day, and I'm usually the only one completely sober, so the judge's decision is final.
Well, as they say, never argue with an idiot, because you've got to go down to their limit of intelligence, and they beat you with experience. And I've told early doors, don't fall into brown jugs. Don't fall into mugs.
Don't cop mugs, that's right. Although I think I'm one.
All right, well, have a great afternoon.
Yeah,
at Gosford.
Mate, yeah, twilight, mate. But it's going to be, a much cooler day than it's been on tracks we've been working at in our region in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But we could certainly do with another downpour at some stage shortly.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day.
Yeah, righto, mate. Good luck, punters.
There we go. Gary Harley, he's at Gosford today. 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
You'll be tickled pink as Sky Sports Radio takes you Coffs Harbour racing. The annual Pink Silks Race Day assists many local women's health organisations. Get your Coffs tips Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered this Magic Millions race day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio talks sport and racing every morning. Fulfill your Sunday morning appetite with a full breakfast menu of cricket, football, basketball and summer racing. Also featuring the Legend segment with insights from guests like former Australian cricketer Brad Haddon on his love for wicketkeeping.
It suited my personality. I was always in the game. I enjoyed the pressure of it.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Back Sunday morning at 7 on Sky Sports Radio.
It It's here. TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival's electrifying $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, Gold Coast, Saturday. Featuring Australia's best in the $2 million Magic Millions Classic, the $2 million Magic Millions Guineas, and a race card packed with top-class million-dollar racing, the $10 million Magic Millions Race Day. Part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Gold Coast, Saturday.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the best greyhound action in New South Wales. Saturday night is a big one with the heat of the Group 1 Paws of Thunder from Wentworth Park. Tips race morning at 10:45 and all the racing action Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first million-dollar race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
29 past 10, it's Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, there'll be no easing into the Aussie Open for Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic. They're set to play Milos Raonic and Marin Cilic in the first round. Alex de Minaur is on track to play Rafael Nadal in the third round if he gets past Portugal's Pedro Sousa first up. Ash Barty is showing no signs of slowing down. She plays Kiki Bertens in the semi-finals of the Sydney International this afternoon. Suspended cricket star Steve Smith has suffered an injury setback. Smith had been playing in the Bangladesh Premier League, but has been forced to fly back to Sydney today for scans on his elbow. Both Smith and David Warner are free to return from their bans at the end of March. And the Melbourne Renegades dominated Brisbane from start to finish in their Big Bash clash at the Gabba last night, firing into second spot on the leaderboard with an 8-wicket win. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sport leader.
Sky Sports Radio is on the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions. Every morning this week, the Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ will set the scene on the coast with all the sales and racing. For everything on the millions, Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered this Magic Millions race day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858. Today's form guide is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio. Don't forget, of course, you can get on with the TAB early bird bets. So they're kicking off today from midday. Now, on tomorrow's meetings at Randwick, Gold Coast, Flemington and Gawler. So the kick in from midday today, the TAB early bird bets. Chance for you to get a better bet, get a bonus. Now it is time for the 4th of Dubbo. We'll be heading there before too much longer. And Amanda Rando is about to join us to take a look at the harness at Leeton. Getting it away tonight, the first at 6:33. Amanda, good morning. All right, we'll catch up with Amanda in just a moment. It is 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Hunter's post-mortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program. Hunter's post-mortem, Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio. Keep on
running. 60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024.